Indeed, it is Eagle FM. There I 4 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. Well, pardon me for getting confused when I'm just getting on air. Yeah. It happens a lot. You guys as listeners, you don't understand, you know, what usually happens when you come and you sit behind the mic. You get ready, you prepare, and then the moment you switch on the button, now you are on air. And all of a sudden, I don't know, it's like you kind of get confused. Sometimes it happens. So yes, a very good afternoon to you, and welcome to the crossover. I am your host, your lovely host, every Sundays from the hour of 4 right up until the hour of 6. You know, keeping you company wherever you are tuning us from, in these next 2 hours. And I hope and believe wherever you are having a great Sunday afternoon. Well, before I get into my show, let me just apologize on behalf of Tatenda Luvanda. He couldn't, you know, come and apologize for himself. Unfortunately, we experienced technical issues at the Ondangwa studio. Hence, he could not continue with the program. You know, if you were listening, you were tuned in, and you were wondering what happened. So that is what happened. You know, we experienced a technical issue at the Ondangwa studio, where Tatenda Luvanda was broadcasting from, or usually broadcasts from. And unfortunately, there's nothing that he could do or any of us. And hence, the show abruptly ended. So apologies for that. And I hope this apology is going to be accepted. You know, these things usually happen, especially with technology. You know, technology will humble you at any given time. And we got humbled, unfortunately. So that is what happened, in case you were wondering what happened. So yes, like I announced last Sunday, that the next 2 Sundays for the crossover are going to be dedicated to the upcoming local and regional elections that will be taking place on the 26th of November. That is Wednesday, right? I announced this last Sunday. And last Sunday, we really had a very informative conversation where we were, you know, talking about the countdown of the local elections taking place this Wednesday. So last week we were saying next Wednesday. So today we are saying this Wednesday. And last week's topic was what voters need to know for November 26th. And we were joined by the Deputy Director for Corporate Communications and Marketing at the Electoral Commission of Namibia, Divette Mulauli, who was with us on air, you know, in this particular discussion. So this is what we engaged in last Sunday. If you missed that particular show and you'd like to hear what was discussed in that particular show, well, you can go either on our website or on our Eagle FM app, browse through podcasts. You will be able to find the show, and then you can catch up, right? So today we also have a very special topic focused on the upcoming elections, which is on the 26th of November, this Wednesday. Doesn't matter if your week starts today on a Sunday or your week starts tomorrow on a Monday. One thing I know is that people are different, you know. Other people believe that the week starts off on a Sunday like today, and other people believe that a week starts off tomorrow, Monday. Either way, whichever you believe, it's fine. I'm okay with it. Just be aware that on Wednesday, we are going to lock. We are going to vote. Pardon me, not to lock. We are going to vote, for the local as well as regional authority elections, right? So today's conversation is also all about helping you feel informed and confident before the election day, which is now. When I shared my poster today on my WhatsApp, my caption was Wednesday is now, you know, telling all of you who were going to see that post that Wednesday is now. So we all need to be ready, right? We all need to be ready. And like I mentioned last Sunday, that conversations are not about politics or parties. We are not discussing politics here. We are not discussing parties. Mm-mm. Just the practical everyday information that every voter should know. That's the conversation all about. I do not want anybody calling into the show, you know, coming with their politics or calling into the program and coming with their party manifestos or party mandates. Hell no. No. This conversation is just practical everyday information that we need to know at the end of the day as voters. Right? So, yeah, last week I asked the question of, do we actually know what are local and regional elections? Do we know what they are? Last Sunday, I gave a brief definition or explanation in regards to that question. Maybe I should also get into it today, just before we get hold of our guests. So today we have two wonderful guests. One is a he, one is a she. I believe I'll get hold of the first guest at about 4:30. And then after that, I will get hold of our second guest. So today we do have two wonderful guests who are going to be joining us in this conversation. And today's conversation is all about my vote, my voice. I always preach on this, you know, fact that your vote is your voice. And I always encourage you guys to make sure that you let your voice be heard. When you go out there and you cast your vote, that is you letting your voice be heard. I don't know if we know that, right? Wednesday, we are all heading to the polls. But are we truly connecting our vote, our daily lives? Are we? Forget the national politics for a moment, because these elections are about your community at the end of the day. These elections are about your town. These elections are about your neighborhood, right? So now the question is, are you going to make your voice be heard loud and clear on the 26th of November? Like I've mentioned, like I've said, these elections are about your community. These elections are about your town, your neighborhood, your region. So are you going to let your voice be heard loud and clear on Wednesday, the 26th of November? Because remember, your vote is your voice. Please. One thing that I was telling my listeners on my weekly show, which is the Selozi show, is that I do not want to hear any complaints in regards to, you know, a certain councillor or who is not doing what. Now is your chance to go and choose whoever you want to see head or sit in that seat, that councillor seat. I do not want complaints, because the first question I'm going to ask you, if you come on air on my show and try to complain about a certain councillor who's not doing what, my first question to you is going to be, did you go out there and vote? Did you let your voice be heard? That is the first question I am going to ask you. So this is what we are dwelling in today. Yeah, Wednesday is a public holiday, colleagues, for those special people. Yes, in exception for us and some colleagues whose jobs are very important. Yeah, because if I am not on air, if I'm not behind the mic on the 26th of November, that means the radio is just going to be. Did you hear that? Silent. It's just going to be silent. Nothing at all. So some of us, our jobs are that important. Even when a day is a holiday, for us, we come to work, it is not a holiday. So Wednesday is a public holiday, in case you didn't know. You must also be aware of that. So we don't have excuses come Wednesday that I had to go away, I had to go away, I had to do this, I had to do that. No, you have tomorrow and Tuesday to do whatever you need to do, whether it's errands, whatever needs your attention. You have Monday, tomorrow and Tuesday to do this. Wednesday, if you are not going to work, make sure you go queue up in your constituency where you need to go vote. Right? So you can go cast your vote. Colleagues, I do not want stories on Wednesday. Please, let's go out there. Let's go out there and let our voices be heard. I also just remembered that I don't think last Sunday I even wished my fellow, listeners a happy birthday like I usually do. If I did, I don't recall. But either way, I was just thinking to myself that, well, today, before I get into any of this, you know, my vote, my voice conversations, I need to wish you guys celebrating your birthdays today a happy birthday to you. Right? Everybody who is born on the 23rd of November, I hope you enjoy your day to the fullest. Remember that it only comes once in a year, so do make the most out of it. Yes, please enjoy. I know it's a Sunday, doesn't matter. Please enjoy it. And of course, I hope everybody around you spoils you with the love. Money, money, money. That's all that matters, money. Yeah. So we are going to talk about a particular service that we offer here at Eagle FM, at Eagle Media House. Before we go for our musical break, just officially welcome all of us on the crossover on this beautiful Sunday. Well, I don't know what I did to my throat, but it feels like I need to drink a little water. Yeah, let me put this short thing to let us know what we are listening to while I also just take a quick health break. I'll be right back.
You are now listening to the crossover with Abigail.
Yes, you are now listening to me on the crossover. So yes, I was mentioning about a particular service that we offer here as a media house. We offer outside broadcasting services, and how this particular service works is as follows, right? So I'm sure you have seen on our social media pages, we have this beautiful van that is branded in our brand, right? Eagle FM, red, white, black. So this particular van, I call it a studio on the wheels because it is a fully fledged studio, right? And let me say you are at Okamata Party and you have this event that you would like for us to stream right here on air, on the radio, as well as on our social media platforms. Well, we come to you and we deliver this particular service, right? So there is a team that is available for this service. And this is why I always inform you guys that wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, we come to you and we deliver. So if you have maybe it's a public meeting that you would like to be broadcast to a larger audience. We do have a larger audience. We are your go-to team. Do not hesitate to contact our marketing team for this particular service, right? Yes, please. Because maybe you've been wondering how other events get streamed right here on the radio. It is this way, right? This is how we do it. Whether you are in Zambezi region and it's an event that you'd like to stream on the radio, we will come to you. Whether you are in Kunene, whether you are in Carlsberg, wherever you are, we will come to you and make sure that your event, your meeting, your party, whatever it is, as long as you want your message to reach a large audience, we will make sure that it reaches a large audience. So yes, that is about this particular service that we offer to you. So it is, you know, about, I'm trying to find a very cheesy word to use here, but let me just use the common word. You know, we are heading into the festive season, the festivities. So if you hear anybody who is looking for this service, refer them to us. You know, tell them, oh, the other day I was listening to the radio and Abigail was, you know, talking about this particular service. So yeah, maybe you should try to get hold of them so you see how they can be of service to you. One thing we are taught in advertising is that word of mouth is the most powerful type of advertising. Yes, it is the most powerful type of advertising. You know, me coming to you and telling you, you also go tell the next person goes and tells the next person. So yes, it is a very strong form of advertising. So it is now 19 past the hour of 4. Unfortunately, I have nothing to, you know, brief you when it comes to my weekend. I had the most relaxed weekend. I was just indoors, you know, since I went in the house on Friday. I only came out now when I was coming to work. I didn't go anywhere at all. So it was a really relaxed weekend. I rested so much. Yesterday I slept. Woo, I slept so much. For some reason it felt like I was deprived of sleep, which I don't understand why I was sleeping as much as I was sleeping yesterday. Or maybe it's just because that it has been very warm in Windhoek. My goodness. It has been very warm and yesterday was very warm as well. So it was just a very lazy weekend. I enjoyed it, to be honest. I really enjoyed it. I think these coming weekends, I'm just going to, you know, take time and just relax, enjoy sleep as much as I want to, because it's almost that time to go home. And I know, you know, I don't know what is wrong with our parents, but our parents just don't want to see us relax, not doing anything, or sleeping and waking up a bit late. They do not like those things. And I know very well, even when I go home, it's just going to be the same fight, you know. Why are you waking up at 7? 7 is even way early for me. I am on holiday. I'm supposed to be sleeping until 10 a.m. there or somewhere. They want us to be waking up 5 in the morning when we are on holiday. It does not make sense at all. So I might as well just enjoy this freedom now before I go for my holidays, because I know it's just going to be a daily fight with the rents. Yeah, other people, it's like they are the owners of the village. They are waking up whatever time they want. They feel like, you know, parents don't understand that we really have a long year. January to November, you are working, and then December come, you want to go rest. They want to go make you work again. No, it is a holiday, colleagues. So yeah, that was about my weekend. Nothing much. I was just indoors watching and resting, sleeping if I doze off. So it was very nice. I really enjoyed it. So I can say that I really had a very restful weekend. It was a really restful weekend. Yeah, even though I still feel the end year fatigue, yeah, it's still there. It will never go anywhere. And I think it's almost time we need to discuss the end year fatigue on and how we can survive it, because there's nothing we can do about it at this point. Rather find ways on how to survive it. So let me now welcome you with Sounds of the Weekend. It is Sunday. A shout out to all the lovers out there. I like lovers, you know. Sundays, it is a day that is dedicated to them. So a shout out to them here and there when I remember that Sundays, I usually have my show on this particular day that is dedicated to couples, lovers, you know. I send them a shout out. So yay, here is Sounds of the Weekend on this one that is titled I Feel It Coming. I will see you that is on the other side of the conversation. like I said, today we are talking about your vote as your voice.
Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, 'cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you can. Just a simple touch and it could set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Time. I'm just trying to get you high, faded off this touch. You don't need a lonely night, so baby I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you can do. Just a simple touch.
Sounds of the weekend. I feel it coming on this Sunday afternoon, bringing us to 27 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you if you just tuned in. As I mentioned earlier on before, that we do have two guests today on our conversation right here on the crossover. And joining me right about now is our first guest for today. I'm not going to introduce him. I'd rather give the opportunity so that he introduces himself. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Abigail. Thank you ever so much for having me. I am Ivian Armando Peepers. A resident of Windhoek, born and bred here, equally so a constituency development committee member for the Karatura Central constituency and the Commas Regional Council, former UNAM Political Science Society Secretary General, and a student for the context of today's conversation.
We welcome you, Armando. We welcome you on the crossover. That was a very wonderful introduction. You know, this is why I prefer giving the guest, you know, the opportunity to introduce themselves. Thank you so much for introducing yourself, Armando. Are you ready for Wednesday?
Yes, Abigail, I must really say that I have been around. I have been touching the waters across the land of the brave. I have been seeing the development as far as region local authority elections are to the question. You know, Abigail, the reason I would for one say I'm excited about Wednesday is that Namibia really finds itself at a crossing point, or rather a turning point, Abigail, where this election, the determinant of this election is service delivery and the quality, ability, and the leadership to deliver. I think, Abigail, throughout the campaign trails, you would see that popularism has gone with the day in Namibia. Being popular is really no longer a requirement for public service delivery. People have become woke. Young people are asking questions. Young people want capable and competent and of all accountable leaders, Abigail. So really, I think I am excited for Wednesday because Namibia is at a turning point where elections now are about service delivery and not popularism.
Yeah, now that brings me to our first point of discussion. Beyond the big national issues, what are two or three specific issues that will be directly decided by the people we elect on November 26th?
You know, Abigail, firstly, before I really answer that question, I would really like to educate your listeners for 1 second. We're saying that, look, Abigail, it's very important for us to understand the regulatory framework or the legal aspect that constitute or empower the election of regional local authorities. We're firstly speaking to the Regional Councils Act 22 of 1920, Abigail, which already says that regional councils are not empowered with development budget. That already disqualifies or relegates our regional councillors from playing an active role in amplifying development as they would want to. Equally so, the local authorities, on the other hand, Abigail, are mandated under the Local Authorities Act 23 of 1992 to generate their own income. So let me tell you, What are two issues that will be very instrumental for both parties or both organs of regional local authority to spearhead? Number one, on regional level, what we need to understand, Abigail, is that our regional councillors are our mouthpiece, are our first point of contact. They live within our society, Abigail. So if, let's say, our young people have businesses in the community and their businesses do not get support from central government, what is the role that our regional councillors need to play? It is to amplify the cause of small income development through the income generating activities that regional councils are empowered through. Let's say, Abigail, when young children are registering for for school and their parents are not able to pay for registration, thank God that our education system will be 100% subsidized next year. But these are things that our regional councillors need to do. Let's say, Abigail, now speaking to the local authority, when we have a regional council in our constituency, Abigail, and we are saying that our pipes, our roads, our infrastructure, there's no development as far as basic amenities are to the question, this is where regional council will play a profitable role, Abigail, in becoming the liaison person between the constituency and then the local authority. Let's say for the context of Windhoek, when I in my constituency, Abigail, go to my councillor in March for argument's sake and tell my councillor to say, look, there are no speed humps in my location and accidents are caused, then my regional councillor is my mouthpiece to automatically take this information that I've given him, because it is not under his mandate to bring me a road, to bring speed humps, but to then take my complaint to the local authority council and then vouch for our constituency to get whatever development we need. So that is what we need to and Abigail did. Regional local authorities are the cornerstone of grassroots development. It is the heart of where decentralization ought to happen. So these are issues like the high rates and taxes that our people are subjected to by the city of Windhoek municipality. We would want our regional councillors, our local authority councillors, to then challenge that system, Abigail. There are young people in our society that sit at the corners of the street. There's no development. There's no empowerment. We want to see empowerment in our society, Abigail. There are young people that are skilled in our community. We want to see how our regional councillors, our local authority councillors can consolidate efforts to empower our young people to become self-reliant, because there's just so much the central government can do in creating employment, but there's a lot that regional local government can do in then empowering young people to become self-sustainable and self-reliant. And these are issues that we want to see, Abigail, from a grassroots level on the rates and taxes to then amplifying skills development to amplifying community development.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for answering that first point, Armando. I hope we are listening back home, and I hope this conversation is going to, you know, encourage you to go to the polls come Wednesday. So our next point, Armando, is local elections turnout is often lower than national elections. And I think this is something we have all seen. So in your view, what is the biggest barrier preventing citizens from connecting their local vote to their daily life?
I think, Abigail, for me and from where I am seated, Abigail, let me use a very classical example of why I am saying that I really do not want to point a finger to the electorate. However, I would rather want to point a finger to the Electoral Commission of Namibia for failing, Abigail, to sensitize our communities to giving voter education. Mm. Because, Abigail, we cannot leave this obligation alone to civil societies. We cannot leave it to NID. We cannot leave it to Civic 264. No. The Electoral Commission is a body paid by the state. And this body has a responsibility to administer our elections. But, Abigail, prior to administering our elections, the Electoral Commission of Namibia has an obligation on civic education going into our community 2 years, 1 year, 6 months, 2 months prior to elections and coming into Karatura Central Constituency and telling our people what regional and local authority elections are. Because our people do not understand that the heartbeat of grassroots development ought to be driven by our regional local authority elections. Hence, my first point would be, Abigail, that the Electoral Commission, as the body entrusted with administering our elections and giving us the statistics later on telling us how many people came out in numbers to vote, is the institution that I would like to point my finger to on their shortcoming. Mm. Abigail, you remember that when we spoke in November last year, I said that EVN needs to pull up its socks. However, I think EVN has its reasons for not pulling up its socks, because the situation on the ground is still the same, Abigail. Our people, when we go into the community and educate them, understand and are ready to go out and vote. But let me tell you, Abigail, yesterday I was talking to a neighbor next to my house, and my neighbor asked me, "Who I'm going to vote for person A, B, but how should I cast my vote? And when, how will I do it? Is it again the cross?" And I said, "Yes, of course it is the cross." And I had one paper and I showed them how the cross needs to happen. And then they asked me, "But you are saying there will be two papers." So our people do not even know, Abigail, that after regional elections, they'll also be electing their local authority, casting their local authority vote. So this information is still not in our people's minds. Abigail, I live in Karatura Central, at the heart of Karatura, but our people do not know such things. So I think, Abigail, it is not that people are disempowered to vote. People think that voting for the president and voting in national elections is the end. However, national elections on national level, Abigail, that is where policy is developed. But where is policy implemented? It is implemented on the grassroots, regional, local authority elections. But our people are not informed of the importance of that. And also our leaders are not doing so much to vouch for civic education, not by civil society organizations, but by the state that has an obligation towards its people.
You actually remind me of another incident that I experienced. I went to the shopping mall at Katutura. in one of the shops, two cashiers, you know, they were having a conversation on the date of the election. So the other one said it's on the 25th of November. And then the other one said, no, it's not on the 25th. It's on the 27th. And I just stood there with so much disbelief as to, okay, so where did they hear 25 and where did they hear 27? And they kept on skipping the, you know, the exact date of the elections. And I only regretted later because I didn't want to engage in like with anybody to actually correct them to say, no, the election day is on the 26th. But then that's when I actually decided, you know what? The two Sundays before elections, I'm just going to focus on, you know, civic education, having conversations around elections, so that people can know which day are they going to vote. And,
Abigail, and not to cut your thought of train of thought, but I want to give my two cents on that. And you see, Abigail, that is what gives birth to ignorance. Mm-hmm. Had our people been informed of the importance of regional local authority elections, if they knew that the heartbeat of grassroots development is regional local authority elections, they would be invested in these elections. Mind you, Abigail, I'm just sitting here and I'm asking myself the question of how many young people will be sitting under a tree on Wednesday and saying, I really do not care, instead of going to the polls. Because they are not, there's not enough being done to really bring out the message of the imperative role that regional local authorities play.
So that moves makes us move to our third point. If turnout is high, what kind of stronger mandate does that give the incoming regional and local councillors to address community problems?
Abigail, the turnout being high would really, from where I am seated, would really send out a message that in the beginning when we started our conversation, Eric, I said that these elections are a turning point because these elections are about service delivery. It is not about being popular. So from where I would be sitting, Abigail, the strongest message that a large voter turnout would send to me is not confidence in a candidate.
Yeah.
It is not confidence in a political party, but it would rather for me be demonstrate confidence in the state. Because the state is there, Abigail, to provide our people with their basic services, to ensure that economic progression is happening, to ensure that social progression is happening. So it would demonstrate to me a big confidence in the state, because also the state is there to regulate the conduct of our politicians, Abigail. So it would demonstrate a big confidence in the state. But in layman's term, what it would demonstrate again to me, it is that our people really would send a strong sense of we are watching you, Abigail. We have now put you into power, but that is not where it ends. People will, because everybody goes for popular interest, Abigail. Yeah. When you put person A into power, it is because you resonate with their policies or their manifesto resonates with your interests. So once you have given them your popular interest by vote, Abigail, what you then expect after that, Abigail? You expect service delivery. You expect accountability. You expect transparency. And I said, Abigail, that these elections are a turning point about service delivery. Mind you, Abigail, post this election, if there's an politician that has a plan not to perform, that has a plan to disadvantage their communities, Abigail, then I would then send a message to them to think twice, because Wednesday is two nights from here. You still have time to withdraw.
So last but not least, what is your key advice to a first-time voter who is feeling overwhelmed or unsure about how to research the local candidates and their promises?
I think, Abigail, what I would really advise them to do is, just the other day, I think it's Thursday, Abigail, there was a debate that was organized by the Namibian Sun, where local authority candidates of, that are vying for the Municipal Council of Windhoek were giving us their manifesto or what they would do when they come into office, Abigail. And that gave us an opportunity to really scrutinize them and put them under scrutiny. Many of us had a chance to send a very stern message to many of the candidates that are vying for office, to tell them that if you are to go and underperform, we will remove you, Abigail, and to again subject their manifestos to deeper interrogation at the debate, Abigail. Some questions that came out to some candidates were that you have interest in land. Now, when you go into the Municipal Council of Windhoek, are you not going to advance your own agendas? You understand? So these are some questions that came out. So what I would advise in many young voters out there that are really going to go to the polls on Wednesday, Abigail, to number one, sit down clearly with a sound mind, Abigail, with a clear political conscience, with a clear social context, with a clear interest for economic progression and for decent growth at grassroots, to sit down and interrogate the promises that our candidates are giving us and really interrogate them and really make a critical analysis on whether this really resonates to your interest. And that would then lead you, Abigail, what I would not want a young person in 2025 to go out and do on Wednesday, the 26th, is to go and vote based on popularism. That is a story of yesterday. It is about interest of the people. It is about public service delivery. Hence, I would really implore young people to say, sit down and ask yourself, am I an unemployed young person? Mm. Am I a young person that is not, that does not have any employment? Am I a young person that is not developing? And why am I not developing? And that would then guide your six senses on what the choices that you'd go and make. Make a conscious choice. Because, Abigail, it is not about national government. Policies happen there. But the decision is that we go and make on Wednesday in our constituencies, Abigail, will determine whether we'll be relegated for the next 5 years or whether there will be economic and social and grassroots development happening in the heart of where we call home.
Hmm. Any last words from your side before I let you go? I know you are very busy.
No, Abigail, my last words really, again, I would just really like to reiterate what I said in the beginning of our conversation, Abigail, that these elections are a turning point, Abigail. I would really love for young people and for all the masses in Namibia to, when they go out on the 26th of November, send a very clear message to the leaders that they are going to put into office that, of course, Abigail, it will not be business as usual. We will not allow anyone to come and mess in our constituencies. We will not allow anyone to come into our local authority councils to underperform. We will not allow for lazy, underperforming regional councillors. It is a story of yesterday, Abigail. We now have the power to drive the development in our communities. Therefore, I want to urge all young people and urge all Namibians to go and use their democratic power to determine who will drive the progress in their community or who will drive them down a mess. The choice is to the populace.
Well, thank you so much, Armando. Have a lovely Sunday. Have a lovely week ahead. And of course, yes, please recruit as many people as you can to make sure that Wednesday they are in the queue to go and vote.
We are on the ground. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Armando Evian Peters. Yes, our first guest on the crossover today. We are discussing about the importance of your vote as your voice, as we have heard from the horse's mouth itself. Well, he said that the choice is yours, right? The choice is yours at the end of the day. So make sure you do the right choice. And if there's to the candidates out there, if there's any candidate who is thinking of, oh, this is a shortcut, you know, to the soft life, I'm not even going to bother about those who are going to vote for me. I'm not going to bother about those who are going to elect me. You are cheating yourself. You are lying to yourself. Armando clearly said that you still have time to just get out of the race. If that's how you are thinking, if that's how you are reasoning, because that is yesterday's story. We are not going to tolerate laziness. We are not going to tolerate any incompetency. We are not going to do that. If we vote for you and you are not doing what we voted you for, we are going to remove you. And as we all know that the people are the power is the people. So the same way they can vote for you, put you in that particular chair, is also the same way they can remove you and take you out. And also another thing that I want to touch on is on, you know, maybe those people who don't know how they are going to vote when they get to the polling stations, you can ask. There will be people there. There will be ECN employees there. Don't be shy. Don't feel shy. if you don't know what is required of you with those ballot papers, they are going to give you two ballot papers, as we heard last Sunday from the, you know, the deputy director of corporate communications and marketing. Well, he said that ballot papers are going to be two, one for local, one for regional. So if you don't have any knowledge in regards to what you need to go do on those ballot papers, do not fear to ask. You must ask. As a belief, let's not shy away.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, maybe a long number.
Okay. It's a long number. Anyways, we continue, we move. So I was emphasizing on, you know, the importance of ask if you don't know. You can go ask if you are unsure or you clearly don't know what you need to go do when you get there. You can ask. It is going to be allowed, right? Let's not stay under, you know, under the trees. Let's not stay at home on Wednesday. I know, you know, the president has declared Wednesday as a public holiday. So some of us, maybe we are not going to do laundry today. We didn't do laundry today because we are looking at Wednesday, that Wednesday is a public holiday and I'm going to do my laundry then. No, colleagues. No. Do your laundry today. Wednesday, it should be you against those queues at polling stations in your constituency. And also, please remember, you can't go vote in the constituency you are not registered under. They are not going to allow you. You have to vote in the constituency you are registered under. As a belief, let's not embarrass ourselves. Let's not confuse ourselves. Some of us, we have so much ignorance, to be honest. Our ignorance is out of this world. So now you are not even looking at your voter's card to see which constituency you are registered under. You're just sitting there. And then come Wednesday, you are just going to take that voter's card and head wherever you think you can go. When you get there, just for you to be informed, no ma'am, no say, this is not your constituency. Your constituency is there. You need to go there. So if we are unsure of our constituencies, please, let's take our voters' cards out and verify the constituency is written there. So if you don't know where it is, find out now. Try to find out which constituency is this. Where is it? So you can know which one is the nearest place for me in my constituency to go and queue up and cast my vote. All these things, you have time, you have today, you have tomorrow, you have Tuesday to do all these things. Do not embarrass yourself on Wednesday. I am begging you. I'm sitting on air and I'm begging you to avoid embarrassing yourself on Wednesday. So 9 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. We still have one more guest to go. One more guest we are engaging with on this conversation. So do not go away. And if you'd also like to, you know, add a cent or two to our conversation where you can come through, the number is 083-288-401. We will now go for a musical break. I don't know what's happening to my throat. It's like it's getting dry. I don't know what's up. Especially when I speak louder. Yes, like it's, I don't know, but yes, we are now going for a musical break. It sounds of Brandy on this one that is titled When You Touch Me. So I will see you that is on the other side. Do not go anyway. You are listening to The Crossover right here on your number one, the only talk radio station, Eagle FM.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
All I can do is sit and think about the way you used to love me. he used to hold me, and the way he used to touch me. And all I want is another moment.
See you right now. Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite ofoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshiwala.
Eagle FM.
Good afternoon, madam.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yes. Mbitenji.
Mbitenji arama.
No kuno mbiteri njara.
Mbitenji arama.
Awa. Tala yo inzi ka ofera, kai ni kai. So we are talking about, you know, your vote, your voice. What do you have to add on the conversation?
No, I've been listening.
Yeah.
Good that the lady was there. She said it all.
No, it was a man.
The man?
Yes.
The one you started with?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, it was a man.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, he said most of the things, huh?
Yeah.
Just to add on, let me start with the Israel. The story of Israel of not doing more on when it comes to education or educating the voters is worrisome. And I never even heard the government say, you only get your pay when it's time for election. People are voting and they are being voters education and so on. They have been paid throughout. There's no stopping of salary. It must not be on the time of election that's when they'll start saying this is what you have to do and so on. It must be all, most of the time when, even if after election, before election, most of the time, just for the people not forget what they have to do when it comes to election day. Now is the time for the voters for this remaining 2 days. Take your nearest point where you vote. Sit and decide. Think from behind on all the parties that you know, what they have done, and what are they still promising that they'll do. To add on, I'll say voters, there's a song of each and every party, of singing of development, electricity and so on. Take in your areas where you are. Who was there? What did he do? It's up to you now to know where do you stand. Let us do what is right for us. And now coming to the candidates, when are those days whereby you are just rushing there for your salary and cover all your expenses or credits you have been owing? This is the time now to work for the people. As I'm talking now, all this now is you come here because people are running around. Not only all those candidates, but ordinary voters, they are running around campaigning for their people to do what they are supposed to do once they enter those offices. Now you, when you enter that office, you forget how harsh was it, like this Scottish son which is here now. Those people were running around recruiting people for you to be in that office. They must make sure that whatever they have been promising from the beginning or until Tuesday, that Wednesday, when it comes that day, when they will be told that you won, all the plans that they put on the paper, it must come to work. I think the communities also, the voters also, they must stand tall now, that whosoever they voted, no matter you voted or you didn't vote that person, as long as you voted.
Yeah.
You must stand up and say, this is what you have been promising. This is what came out of your mouth. As they are going there, they are not going there as their party thing. They are going there for public. that sort of like what used to happen in a municipality of like this one is saying me I'm from this, I'm from this. Mm-hmm. That's not what must happen now. They are not there for their party. No, they are there for us. Whatever we are crying now, that's what they must also put on the papers. Not that they are. This is what people are looking for. This is what they need in their community. It's true what they are saying that people are there. Until now, people are still confused. As we are running around, we are even busy educating people. As I'm talking now, we are busy walking around educating people how to vote. So when it comes Wednesday, 26, they are ready, they know. No matter is whatever we are educating, they will change their mind as long as they know how they will go and vote.
Yeah.
Yes. So I urge every community who's in, and I say thanks that that day, no one will say, no, I was at work, I didn't get time and so on. Yes. That day, everyone will be at home. Mm-hmm. So when you wake up early morning, make sure. So it's 6 o'clock before the lot of people queue up in the lines. You are already there so that you can cast your vote on time. You come back and rest. This is a free day you are given. Now you want to, like this, what, I don't know. Those who are traveling, they're even making a mistake. They are given this day for a purpose, not for them to travel. And the ECN also, they must make sure by Monday, even today, by Monday, their machines, they must be ready. Not that when you go to 7 o'clock Monday or Wednesday, the machine are still freezing or whatsoever, all those. They must start testing the machine now. Mm. All these 2 days, they must make sure that everything is ready. So that when people are going there, no one must be left behind when that 9 o'clock comes or whatever the time they get.
Mm.
So I'm urging everyone, come Wednesday, we go early, we vote. Whatever you go and vote, it's up to you. Your vote is your secret, whatever they say.
Hmm.
But it must be a good choice of knowing this person I'm choosing now.
Hmm.
I'm truly having confidence in this person that this time now he's going to do something better.
Hmm.
So for the parties, I don't have any problem for the parties. They are behaving well as they are campaigning, as I'm seeing.
Yeah.
There's no this up and down of insulting, no. I didn't come across that. I'm busy looking around when I'm driving. There's maturity among the people now. It's not like those years. Thank you.
No, thank you so much for your 2 cents.
Sure.
Shangwe. Bye bye. Well, as I said before, that you can also come through and share us your 1 cent, your 2 cents, your 5 cents on the current conversation. It is 6 minutes past the hour 5. We are going to go for a musical break so that I can also take a healthy break. I want to rush to the toilet. I've been drinking so much water while I'm sitting behind the mic, and when I come back, we will now come get into the conversation with our second guest, who is, well known. She has been on the crossover before, but I'd rather give the opportunity to her so that she can introduce herself once she's on air. So here is sounds of Joe Thomas on this one that is titled, What If a Woman? I'll see you on the other side.
And she never spent time with you. Says she's working late, and it's always the same excuse. Took the keys to your whip, said I'll be right back, don't trip. Left you home with the kids, changing diapers and shit, what a twist.
Just live inside.
Like you,
yeah, yeah. What if the table suddenly started to turn? She'd be the pimp and you the whore. Think about
you and me while she does.
What if tonight you were sending mine?
Just like
Ten past the hour of 5 o'clock, sounds of Joe Thomas, What If A Woman. Yes, landing us exactly at this time. Like I mentioned to you guys earlier on that we do have two guests today on the show. And of course, I'm now joined by our second guest for today. I'll just give her the opportunity to introduce herself as usual. I feel like I never do justice when I introduce a guest. Rather, they introduce themselves. So good afternoon to you, Lavi.
Good afternoon, Eddie.
How are you?
For the listeners, my name is Josephine Mashininga Kutondokwa, a public management student at the University of Namibia, a content creator, an activist, and an advocate for youth.
You know, let me give a disclaimer. I've always thought about taking a look at your content, but I always forget. I don't know. Maybe you should send me a reminder one of these good days, like, please go look at my content because I love Namibian creators, to be honest. I've followed a few. I like a few of their content. So please, if I don't remember on my own, if you don't see me, because I'm definitely going to like if I go. Watch something. So if you don't see me there, please do remind me. So thank you so much, for joining, Josephine. Are you ready for the 26th of November?
Yes, I'm definitely ready. We've, been preparing days leading up to this election. And now we are just doing the final touches, fixing the potholes so that we can go ahead and vote on the 26th of November.
Now, our first point of discussion is as follows. From your perspective on the ground, what is the single biggest frustration your community hopes the newly elected local leadership will prioritize and fix immediately?
I live in Tobia Sanyeko constituency, and there are multiple issues that we face. So I cannot say one is most important because all of it is important. So we have both formal and informal settlements, and some struggle with urban electrification as well as water, like having a clean water source near them. Whether it's those steps that they have that you have to get a card from municipality to get the water, you have to travel far or much more further from where your shack is to be able to access water. But then another issue would be the roads as well, and electricity in general. We also have a sewage problem, but I think that's a problem that is faced by everyone in Katutura. But definitely what we need the new administration to do is when they come into power, they should not only promise us or make us big promises, but rather take up action and bring about positive changes. We understand that the government is doing something, but we want them to apply more pressure or do more work, because honestly, the amount of people who are living in these settlements are a lot.
Alrighty. So how important is it for citizens to not just vote, but to continue engaging with their elected regional and local officials after November 26th? And what is the best way to do that?
It's very important. Its importance would be for accountability purposes. Mm-hmm. It's very important that as a citizen, when you voted for someone and you read their manifesto and they promised you that, no, we are going to build one house by the end of this month, you should be able to follow up so that you keep them on their toes and ensure that they are performing their duties. Otherwise, if you are just compliant and going with the flow of things, you are not able to bring about positive change. Because I've noticed, especially I've noticed the difference between Namibia and South Africa. Even looking at the GBV protest that they had, or march that they had on Friday, The amount of Namibians that showed up for that protest compared to that of South Africa, you can see that Namibians are not as angry enough about social issues that we face, because GBV and femicide is on a high in Namibia. But then it's important that citizens actively participate in their politics so that they're able to hold leaders accountable, as well as just bring about positive changes. Like, someone cannot rob you if you are aware of something that's happening.
Yeah.
So when they have those public hearings, those public consultations to hear what do the people want, you must show up when there are polls or suggestions of motions in parliament and stuff. You must be able to give your input.
Mm. Because the other thing that I've also realized is that people don't know that after they have voted somebody into power, they can actually go to them, you know, and hold them accountable and ask questions and engage. And if that person is not doing anything at all, they can also, you know, remove the person. I've realized a lot of us do not have this, you know, this knowledge. And it is something that we need to, you know and be aware of that.
Yeah. I think the issue is also not being, not familiarizing yourself with your constitution and your parliamentary laws.
Mm-hmm.
So if you knew what is actually going on in the background, it's very important for citizens to also inform themselves so that when they want to go about something, when they want to hold someone accountable, they are able to do it through the right channels. Because sometimes you are just marching from Katutura to Zoo Park, but then nothing happens.
Hmm. Can you share with us a brief story about how a past decision by a local council directly impacted the quality of life, either positively or negatively, in your neighborhood? If there's any you can recall of.
Honestly, on top of my head, I would say, but this was a while back during the Harambee Prosperity Plan.
Yeah.
Where people from less disadvantaged communities, especially those ones living in informal settlements, would go to the counselor's office and be able to access these food packages to get them through the month.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a positive initiative that was brought about. But then also that comes directly from the office of the Prime Minister. So it's not directly an effort of your regional or local counselors. So so there's also that. But then also I've seen, like, let's say someone's house burns down or someone is struggling, they will come through and have a consultation and just see the situation on the ground. But it's just talking and less action. That's the problem that I have with it.
Mm.
Because it's great if they actually took. But then also, they are not allocated a specific budget. That's the problem now. Because even if they want to bring about positive change, they have to go through other channels to try and access money so that they can do something for their community.
Yeah. And I think that is an obstacle, actually, mm-hmm. that local councillors, you know, face.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So for the person listening right now who says, my vote won't change anything, what is your direct personal message of motivation to encourage them to show up on election day, to show up on Wednesday, wherever they are?
I would say that change starts when you take action. Change does not happen when a neighbor or colleague decides to take action, but you as an individual showing up to that polling station and going to vote. Because even when you want to try and say, no, things are not changing in this country and stuff, you are able to complain freely knowing that you have casted your vote and you have made an effort to vote for positive change.
Mm.
But also, I would encourage them to make an informed decision. It's very important to make an informed decision through reading through this candidate's manifestos. What are they about? Doing a bit of a background check where you can, to see whether this person is fit to be in that office or whether you want to choose another candidate who is more suitable.
Mm.
Do not choose someone because of popularity or whatsoever, but choose a candidate that can serve your community. Because once a fresh blood comes, especially here in Bintu, the rain season is coming, people's ghettos will start going with the with the what? With the water. So you need to be mindful of such things. When such issues come about, you need a leader who can stand up for you guys, even if they don't have money in their council. Mm. They are able to,
find other ways.
Yes, find other ways through the office of the prime minister and ask for help so that they can help their communities. There are local authorities that are thriving in Namibia, and those that are thriving is because their councillors and those people that they are appointed into power are willing to serve the people and are willing to go the extra mile to ensure that there is proper service delivery for their people. So what I would say is just show up to the polling stations and vote.
Mm.
Because we've also seen with the turnout of, I saw stats of regional and local authority elections, realize that people would show up for presidential elections.
Yeah.
Yes, then they will not show up for regional and local authority elections. But these ones are the ones that directly impact you. This is grassroots government.
Mm.
So it's closer to you and it's able to solve your issues directly in your community.
If I can just ask you on that particular point, why do you think there is always a low turnout when it comes to local and regional elections compared to national elections?
I would say from a marketer's perspective, let me just look at the side of an individual who does not know anything about politics.
Yeah.
Regional and local authorities elections are not advertised as well as those presidential and national assembly elections. So if they release their party list much more earlier and people are able to campaign much more earlier, people are forced to vote. But then if it's just 2 weeks, 3 months before the elections or 2 months before the elections, people are not as sensitized and they are not forced to, or they have not started yet having conversations about, oh, we are going to vote this year. Mm. This is what's going to happen. If the same pressure was applied as that of the presidential elections, trust and believe people would show up. Because there are some youth that I've even spoken to, but people are not even aware of the elections, or they are not going to show up because they don't understand the importance of it.
Yeah.
So it would have been nicer if it was just much more marketed. You see the way they ran campaigns for the presidential elections.
Yes.
There were all these newspaper articles.
There were these billboards, you know.
There were events being held. At least people could consult and hear. What is this about?
Mm.
But if, especially for first-time voters, and unfortunately the youth makes up a large portion of the population, I'm a bit wary of their turnout, but hopefully they will show up in numbers. But that's just a contributing factor.
Mm. Yeah, but Amanda also mentioned that.
Mm, also, frustration could also be a contributing factor, like, they don't do anything, so why must I even show up?
Yeah.
You'll hear people saying something like that. For whom must I vote?
Yeah, Amanda mentioned the lack of civic education.
Mm-hmm.
And he specifically, you know, mentioned ECN. That ECN, they have a role of educating, you know, the public when it comes to elections, what they are and what the public need to know. So probably that could be one of the contributing factors when it comes to local and regional elections, that people don't know. People don't have the information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are not aware of what really happens when you vote for local authority or regional elections. I don't even know what goes in their minds when they are seeing all these things, local authority and regional elections. So I think we really need to improve.
And I've seen mostly on the ground, the people who I see doing most of the work were civil societies. Because I've noticed I, as a university student, they have hosted NID, Namibia Needs Me, and all these initiatives have hosted events or workshops leading up to they can sensitize youth with the upcoming elections and why it's important for them to vote.
Yeah.
But then you just see a countdown of let's say, how many days to go vote, but then you still don't have enough information to make an informed decision.
Mm. Well, any last words from your side so I can let you go on this beautiful Sunday afternoon?
Last words from my side would be, let's show up in numbers,
mm-hmm.
and let's turn the trajectory of regional and local authority elections in Namibia. We have seen that the statistics have been lower compared to the previous elections. So this time around, let's try and flip things over and see what possible positive change can come about when we actually show up and take back our power. Because if you do not show up for regional and local authorities elections, you sort of become compliant, or you are happy with what's currently happening in your community. So show up for your community. If you are not affected, show up for the people who are suffering in your community. Show up, make an informed decision, and go vote.
Well, thank you so much, Josephine, for joining us. Have a lovely week ahead of you.
Thank you so much, Abigail, for always having me. It's always a good time on this show. And I'm truly grateful to share my insights on regional and local authorities election. Mm. Hopefully they'll show up and vote.
Yes. And also please, collect whoever you can collect to go with on Wednesday so that they can go vote, please.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, we wake up early in the morning.
You wake up early in the morning, ne?
Yes, we are early.
I'll also try to wake up so early in the morning because I have to come to work. Unfortunately, that's how important I am.
Before the ballot, even last year, before the ballot paper shortages started and stuff, that time we already voted.
Is it?
Yes.
They usually say the early birds must, they catch the first worms.
Yes, you must wake up early so you also catch the worms. So you also don't get frustrated and decide to go vote while you are sitting in the queue for hours.
Yeah. No, but we were assured last Sunday we had the deputy director for corporate communications at ECN. Mm-hmm. And, he actually assured that, that story of ballot papers running out, it's not going to happen, in these particular elections. So yeah, we hope and believe that the ballot papers are going to be enough.
Hopefully.
Yes, but I think they are going to be enough because remember what happened last year was that a lot of people were going to places, to different places to go vote, which is totally different here because here you can only vote in your constituency. You can't go anywhere. You cannot go anywhere. You are just going to vote in your constituency. So these particular elections, they are actually controlled. Mm-hmm. So I don't foresee the incidents of ballot papers running out, really.
I'm honestly hopeful and grateful that they have made that positive change and that announcement to say that there will be enough.
Yes.
So we are just looking forward to cast our vote. Personally, card is already ready. I'm ready to go.
Yes. No, thank you so much, Josephine. Have a lovely week ahead.
Thank you. Likewise.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, colleagues, the message is loud and clear. I don't need to repeat myself at all. At this point, I do not need to repeat myself. If you understand English, you understand the message. We need to go out there and do what? And go and vote. Yes. We need to go out there and vote on Wednesday. Wednesday has been declared a public holiday. Let's not come up with things that has nothing to do with voting on Wednesday. If you didn't do your laundry today or whatever you were supposed to do in this weekend, you didn't do. Do not try and squeeze it for Wednesday. No, Wednesday is already reserved for. There's a reason why our presidente, El Presidente, made this day a holiday. It's because she knew very well that she does not want to hear stories from people saying, I had to go to work, I had to do this, I had to do that. That's why I couldn't go and vote. By the time I got to the polling station was closed and they couldn't allow me to go in. No, not those stories, colleagues. Let's make sure that on Wednesday we go out and we vote. So beginning of the show, I was asking you guys if you know what regional and local authorities elections are. And I also mentioned that I will just take you through like I did last Sunday. So last Sunday, we went through, you know, a brief description of what regional council and local authority elections are. So with the regional council elections, the regional council elections is an election process in which citizens elect their representatives in which they reside, right? Known as regional councillors. So these elections are held after every 5 years. So they happen every after 5 years. Regional councillors are the link between the central government and the citizens in the region. And they are responsible, you know, to spearhead development in the constituencies in which they are elected. So we all know that Namibia has 14 regions and 121 constituencies. So which electoral system is used for the regional council's elections? Regional council's elections are conducted according to the majoritarian or first past the post electoral system. So in this system, the candidate with the most votes win the election. In the regional council elections, registered voters vote for the candidates of their choice to the regional council who will lead the representative, who will lead and represent them in their region for 5 years. Pardon me for that mistake. So they vote in the constituency in which they are registered. Please keep in mind. They vote in the constituency in which they are registered. So each region's councillors elect 3 regional councillors from amongst themselves to serve in the National Council, which has a total of 42 members. So that is what the regional council elections are and the system that is used for these particular elections. So now let's move to the side of local authority elections. What are they? So local authority elections is an election process in which citizens elect representatives in local authority areas in which they reside, known as local authority councillors. So these elections are held after every 5 years together with the regional council's elections. Local authority councillors are elected to serve the people in the various local authorities, you know, such as village councils, town councils, or municipalities. So now, which electoral system is used for the local authority elections? The local authority elections are conducted in terms of the proportional representation system. The seats in the local authority council are allocated in proportion to the number of votes received per political party or organization or association. So the more votes received by the political party, organization or association contesting in the elections, the more seats it will receive. So in the local authority elections, registered voters vote for the political party, organization or association of their choice, who then appoint its representatives for 5 years to the local authority council. They vote in the local authority in which they are registered. Ne? So local authority councillors are responsible for serving the residents by maintaining, developing and catering to their communities. So Namibia has 59 local authorities, which comprise of municipalities, type 1 or 2, determined by geographical size, town councils as well as village councils, right? So the description of what I have here when it comes to the ballot papers for both the regional council and local authority, the colors are as follows. So for regional council elections, the colors are blue and white. Yes. The ballot paper for regional council elections is blue, right? And the ballot paper for local authority election is yellow. When you get to the polling station, you will be given a blue ballot paper and a yellow ballot paper. So if you don't know what to do in that case, please do not hesitate to ask the people that you are going to find there. Let's not be shy. Mm-mm. You know, let's not be shy. If you don't know, you must ask. Yes, if you don't know, you must ask. There is nothing wrong with asking. You must ask so that you will know, so that you will do the correct things. We should also avoid, you know, spoiled ballot papers. We don't want those things. We just want people to go cast their votes and then voila. And also, colleagues, if you have no knowledge about these elections that are taking place on Wednesday, and you have a smartphone, you have a smart device, whether it's a laptop, whether it's a tablet, whether it's an iPad, and you have data or you have Wi-Fi, it's simple, colleagues. You can even just go on the website, on Google, and then you just Google, what are local authority elections and regional elections? You know, you feed your brain, you feed your mind in terms of what is coming on the 26th of November on Wednesday. You know, I've realized a lot of us, we honestly don't participate in these upcoming elections because we don't know what they are. In all honesty, it's not like we don't want to participate because we have observed over and over the years that the turnout, when you compare the turnout for local and regional elections, is very, very low compared to the national elections, which are the presidential and national assembly elections. The numbers are very low. It's crazy. It's amazing. The numbers are very low. Maybe it's because, you know, when it comes to national elections, people know, okay, when you vote for this one, and if they win, they become the president. And if you vote for these people, if they win, they go in the National Assembly. We all know what the National Assembly is. But when it comes to local authority and regional council elections, it's like we just don't know what they are. So also as individuals, as people who are affected at the end of the day, by these things, we need to educate ourselves. We also do our part as radio presenters, you know, as news reporters, as media personnel. We also do our part, you know, to try and give these civic educations here and there. But you also, as an individual at home, at the end of the day, you can also, you know, you can also educate yourself, so that when you go out there on Wednesday, you know what you are going to do, right? You know what you are going to do. You are just not going because Abigail said, let's go, my friend, let's go vote. We are registered in the same constituency, so let's go together, let's go vote. And then when you get there, you don't even know who the candidates are in your constituency. You are just voting. No, colleagues. So let's familiarize ourselves right now. We have today, we have tomorrow, we have Tuesday. If we are clueless, let's try and familiarize, educate ourselves. So come Wednesday, we at least know 1 cent, 2 cents when it comes to these local authority and regional elections. Woo! I am preaching. I hope you guys are listening. We will go for a musical break. It is 20 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. We will go for a musical break. And then on the other side, I will come say my lovely goodbyes to you, emphasizing more on us going out there in numbers on Wednesday. Let's not take advantage of the fact that Wednesday is a holiday and do other things. No. No. No, colleagues. No. Let's not do that. Wednesday is for voting, and let's make sure we go out there and vote. I also promise to go play my part, even though I am going to be on air as usual from 11:30 to 1. Either I will go early and go vote, or from here, when I'm done with my show, I'm going to go back and go vote. As we all know, you can't vote just anyway. It's not like national elections where I came. There was a polling station just opposite my workplace here in Klerksdorp. That's where I went to vote. No, that's not where I went to vote, actually. I went back home. And that's where I voted. Yes. So, here is Sounds of Phil Collins. And this one that is titled True Colors. I will see you. And this one will be followed by Sounds of Quincy Jones and Tamia on a song that is titled You Put a Move on My Heart. See you, see you, see you.
I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. You with a sad eyes, don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it.
The darkness inside you makes you feel
so small.
And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. Oh, like a rainbow.
Don't be unhappy, can't remember when I last saw you laughing. When this world makes you crazy and you're taking all you can bear, just call me up because you know I'll be there.
And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors.
That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors beautiful. Oh, like a rainbow. Let them show your true colors.
beautiful, so beautiful, like a rainbow. Yeah, 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 yeah. Show me your colors,
show me your colors.
Show me your rainbow. Your colors, colors,
colors shine.
Show me your rainbow,
so beautiful.
That's why I love you. Show me your colors,
colors shining through.
Show me your rainbow,
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Show me your colors,
colors shine.
Show me your rainbow. That's why I love you. Show me your true colors shining through. Your true colors shining through. True colors shining through. True colors.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Tune in every Sunday from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week.
I got a real thing, the love of my life.
sounds of the late Quincy Jones, as well as Tamia, You Put a Move on My Heart. Yes, this is what they call Sunday jams. Yes, like this one. Very, very, very Sunday jammy. It is 9 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. Well, it's now 8 minutes, actually. It seems like I was just a few seconds behind the clock, right? So it is now 8 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And I believe we had a very interesting conversation, you know, last Sunday as well as this Sunday in regards to the upcoming elections. So this Wednesday, the 26th of November. So my encouragement to each one of you who is listening, and also those who are not listening, because you who is listening, you are going to pass this message to those who are not listening today. My encouragement to all of you is to go out there on Wednesday, right? Let's go out in numbers and go vote. You heard from our guests today on the show, both Josephine and Armando, used a very similar word, grassroots, right? Grassroots. So these elections, you know, they play a major role when it comes to our grassroots, on the grassroots level. So we need to go out and vote. If we do not have knowledge or any information about local authority and regional councils elections, please ask. Don't shy from asking. This is what I usually say in life. You are not dumb to ask. No. So please ask if you don't know anything about these elections, so that you become aware of what you are going to participate in come Wednesday. So if you have a smartphone, you have data, you have Wi-Fi connection, you have a smart device, you can also go on the website, I mean on the internet, you know, and browse through, find information to equip yourself when it comes to these elections that are coming on Wednesday, right? And also I hope that moving forward, there will be more initiative when it comes to civic education on the side of the Electoral Commission of Namibia. Maybe this is a conversation we need to have with them. Maybe, I believe it is, you know, just to try and find out where they are when it comes to civic education, because it's not everybody who knows what is happening when it comes to elections. It's not everybody. You know, some of us, we get to know these things because we get exposed. Maybe you went to buy bread at a shop and you found this conversation, you found this debate, and then you ended up having this information with you. So, yeah. So, yeah, I guess this is where I have to love you and leave you. 5 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. From me, Abigail, it is adios until next Sunday, when we are going to be in the final month of the year 2025. So it's going to be, I don't know how I was thinking. Next Sunday, we are going to be in December, but I take that back. So next Sunday is the last Sunday in the month of November. Right? But yes, apologies for trying to confuse you. So we are only going to be in the month of December on Monday. Yes, the 1st of December is going to be on Monday. Monday next week, not tomorrow. No, colleagues. So I will see you on the 30th of November, the last Sunday in the month of November 2025. From me, Abigail, it is adios. Do take care of yourselves. And please, Wednesday, let's go out and vote in numbers. Wednesday, it's a holiday, not for you to do laundry or to cook a family meal or whatsoever. No, it is a day for you to go out and cast your vote. So from me, it is adios. I don't even know how many times I've said from me, it is adios, but leaving you with the sounds of We Are the World. Adios.
Special prices from USAVE. For 100 gram Clover Family Snack Strawberry Flavor, just $14.99. 1 liter Sensation Dairy Fruit Mix, just $18.99. 500 grams of Yummy Poloni, just $26.99. Nestle Kit Kat Chocolates, just $10.99. And 1.8 liter Farmhouse Ice Cream, only $46.99. USAVE, your low budget grocery store, where good food costs less.